Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Taylor, and Banks drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Lynch moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Temple reaches second base with a double. Lawrence moves to third. Bob Smith now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Lawrence scores. Temple scores. It's 4 to nothing, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinson scores. Robinson moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Thomas scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 7 to nothing, Reds. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to second. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawrence hits a line drive into right field. Walls picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Walls. Bailey scores. McMillan scores. Lawrence moves to third. It's 9 to nothing, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawrence scores. It's 10 to nothing, Reds. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schaefernoth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefernoth strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Taylor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Dark reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Dark moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Temple settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Temple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lawrence hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Walls reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Joe Schaefer Nuth. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-2, Reds. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lawrence, and towards Thomas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-2, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Walls picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walls. Bell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-4, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Walls reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 12-5, Reds. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Taylor moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 12-6, Reds. Bob Mabe now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marshall scores. Taylor moves to third. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 12-7, Reds. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-8, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Cubs 8. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-8, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-3 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Long moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs 8. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-8, Reds. Bob Mabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pinson moves to second. It's 15-8, Reds. John Buzzard now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Casco moves to second. It's 16-8, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casco scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 17-8, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 18-8, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. he's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 18, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for John Buzzard. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 18, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.